All right, Pinterest people, let's get real. Do you want to take your strategy from meh to mind-blowing results? It is truly all about knowing your perfect client inside and out. Think of it like a superpower. Understand them and bam, you've got content that actually converts people into clients. Welcome back to Marketing Strategy Academy podcast, where we help female entrepreneurs go from marketing overwhelm to an easy, streamlined strategy and system that includes Pinterest and repurposing content to grow their businesses when they have very little time. I'm your host, Jen Vasquez. Let's jump right into it. Step one, who are you talking to? Forget generic targets. We are going to go super deep. What lights your ideal client up? What problems keep them awake at night, not being able to sleep on their pillow? Knowing what that is where your Pinterest magic starts. Step two, make it personal. Think of their interests like hidden treasures. Dig into their passions, the trends that they follow, what they're obsessed with. That's how you know you can craft a pin that makes them go, OMG, that is legitimately for me. Or OMG, that's exactly what I need. Step three, speak their language. It's time to translate all of those insights that you've captured into captivating pins, visuals that pop and descriptions that sizzle and attract your client like a little worm on a lure, all tailored to make your ideal client tick. This is how you turn scrollers into website visitors, which is obviously the key. Step four, results don't lie. Pinterest is all about the data. Ugh, analyze those numbers. I can't tell you how many people think they're not doing well, and then I audit their Pinterest account, and their numbers are actually great, but they're focused on numbers that might be like impressions when I'm going to be looking at those outbound clicks. You want to find what is working, what is not working, because it tells you exactly how to refine your content for maximum impact. Step five, level up time. Ready to kick it into high gear? Optimize those pins, stunning images, those perfect keywords, these little details that make a really big difference, not just on Pinterest, but in all of your marketing and all of your copy. Schedule strategically those pins at times that your ideal clients are going to be there. Tailwind is great for that, by the way. And remember, quality is so much more important than quantity on Pinterest. All of those steps are amazing, but how do you get this information? What do you do? Here are a few places that I love to gather information. I will do those little questions on Instagram stories. I will do polls on Instagram stories. I will ask a question in my weekly emails. I will straight up send an email all about getting research and finding out information just up front about my ideal clients. But my best, most perfect way of getting all of this type of information is to contact my favorite clients, either current or past. Those clients who you would truly deem as an ideal client. Those are the clients where you get a discovery call and you're like, oh my gosh, my marketing is working because this person is exactly who I want to support. I just want 15 more of them. Get on a Zoom call with them or a phone call and ask them all these questions. What were you looking for when you first started working with me? What were you struggling with when you first started working with me? What were you hoping to get accomplished when you first started working with me? And what have you found since working with me? Because all of that content, all of those words in particular are going to be huge. Then dive into the questions. How did you find me? Were you referred to me? Did you search for it? And then after they give you that information, ask them, what words would you search in a browser bar or Pinterest to find me or find my type of services? What are the words that you would use? Because oftentimes they will not be the words that we think we should be using as keywords. Bottom line, get to know your ideal client, tailor that content, and watch the statistics of your analytics just skyrocket. That's called targeted marketing, and that is how you win on Pinterest. Like Seth Godin said, it's all about finding those. Let's brainstorm down in the comments. If you have any questions about what I talked with on this video or any ideas that you want from me on your business, go in the comments, put a super detailed account of who your business is and who you really want to work with, and I will help you brainstorm. Have a great day. Bye.